But I think the thing that people don't understand about Rudy is that it's not that, like, if you look at his stats, he's, you know, better than average guarding Jokic one-on-one, which is still going to look bad because it's Jokic. He's better than average being a perimeter defender for somebody that big, which is, again, you know, still probably not going to look great, just better than average. But, like, his value is as a roamer, right? And that doesn't mean that he's a bad defender. I think it might be a kind of defense that people don't respect as much, maybe. What I thought was really interesting is, like, watching people step up when Anthony Edwards had a bad game for a lot of it. Like, if you would have said at the beginning, like, Anthony Edwards is not going to play very good for 3.5 quarters, that's really shocking that they won that way.
Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd. A lot going on. We're in conference finals for the NBA playoffs. Hockey playoffs, I hear, are still going on. Someone asked me who I was cheering for or who I thought would win. And I was like, honestly, I know the Sharks aren't in it. And you're an Avalanche fan, so I know the Avalanche aren't in it. Couldn't tell you anything else.
Right.
So, no idea what's going on there. We should probably check on that. Chilean almost won the Italian tennis tour, whatever that's called.
Was it Hara or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him, them post about him on Twitter a lot. That's fun.
Yeah, he beat Djokovic. College baseball's going on. And some soccer stuff. So, a lot to talk about. Today, Matt, anything you're want to get off your chest before we get started?
Nothing in particular. Well, and of course we've got to start with the ick of the week.
We do have to start with the ick of the week. I just woke up from a nap, so I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me. Also watching a guy that the Giants traded away for Andrew McCutchen hit a home run against the Giants. Well, Andrew McCutchen is also playing for the Pirates again. So,
yeah, it seems like this happens to you a lot.
Yeah, we really went through a rough stretch where we were still trying to chase those World Series years, and we mortgaged a lot of our future, which led to some rough stretches.
Yeah, which you got to do sometimes.
You do. We didn't at those times, though. We weren't a World Series team.
Yeah.
So, I'm all like, yeah, go for it. But that's why, like, with the Niners trade for McCaffrey, it's like, ooh, I don't like that. But then McCaffrey's like, oh, wow, he's really good. And then you see the players that were taken with those picks. Part of that is the Panthers are bad organizations.
Right.
It was like, okay, that's worth it. Like, but this, yeah, this Brian Reynolds is really good. So, that's a bummer. Ick of the week, Matt. Interested to hear your opinion on this. Fellas, make sure you don't get caught Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping?
Christmas shopping.
So, like, she doesn't... presumably, she wants Christmas gifts.
Maybe she wants, like, your mom to buy them. I don't... Maybe you're supposed to do it online?
Maybe.
I watched this probably a few months ago.
Yeah.
So
that just seems like, I think being a Grinch is an ick.
Yeah, I don't think you'd like a lot of these girls that have these icks.
Right. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? The next one, well, save for next week, but I'll just say I would consider it something attractive or would think girls would find attractive.
Right.
Next week.
Yeah.
Like, actively attractive. Uh-huh. So interested to hear. Hear your thoughts there.
I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Let's start with the NBA playoffs. This is going to be a quicker one. Still probably 30, 40-ish minutes here. Honestly, we don't even look at the time. We're just chatting away here. NBA playoffs, though. Let's start with the Western Conference. Denver blew a 20-point lead at home, Game 7. Minnesota won that. They won 3 games in Denver. No defending champion has advanced past the second round in the NBA since, I believe, 2014. I believe Golden State in 2014.
Yeah, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It just shows how tough it is. Rudy Gobert fouled out right after that fadeaway jumper. Not right after, but he hit that fadeaway jumper that I'm sure you loved. They didn't play him and Kat together, which I don't think is new necessarily, but I still found intriguing. Interested to see what they do against Dallas. That game's tipping off in a little bit here. I'll let you kind of just run away with that for the rest of the game. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I guess I just felt like I was a little bit surprised the Nuggets couldn't pull together a little bit more, but like I kind of just got the feeling that the games that the Timberwolves won, they were winning by so many points that it's like, okay, they've got the advantage, right? Because even like once they got game six, I felt like it was going to be them.
I'd be interested to see the point differential even before game seven, because I bet it was Minnesota by like
probably bigger.
Yeah, like a big amount. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So that was crazy. I mean, it was good to see, Mike Conley played really well, which was fun. But I think the thing that people don't understand about Rudy is that it's not that, like, if you look at his stats, he's, better than average guarding Jokic one-on-one, which is still going to look bad because it's Jokic. He's better than average being a perimeter defender for somebody that big, which is, again, still probably not going to look great, just better than average. But, like, his value is as a roamer, right? And that doesn't mean that he's a bad defender. I think it might be a kind of defense that people don't respect as much, maybe. What I thought was really interesting is, like, watching people step up when Anthony Edwards had a bad game for a lot of it. Like, if you would have said at the beginning, like, Anthony Edwards is not going to play very good for 3.5 quarters, that's really shocking that they won that way.
Yeah. No, that's true for sure. Do you think it says more about Denver or Minnesota?
I think Minnesota, because Jamal Murray was not playing his best, right? Which is fine. So, it's an interesting series if he plays that, if he is able to play. But yeah, I mean, just for Minnesota, like, I think this was the first time that they're like forcing people to take them seriously now. Cause I certainly didn't take them seriously until this series win.
Yeah. No, I think so too. Because even after the first couple games, I was like, oh, Denver's probably going to come back. And they did.
Yeah.
Winning those two games in Minnesota.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree. I think Denver's going to be fine. Jokic is still great. Murray's a good player, even though he didn't play his best, like you said. I am interested in their offseason, but I think they're going to be fine. The Michael Jordan talk stopped pretty quickly and didn't pick back up, I noticed. Like, I noticed there was like a cutoff right when game three kind of ended, where it's like, okay, we're not talking about Michael Jordan for Anthony anymore.
Yeah. Well, and like the thing about the Michael Jordan thing is like Kobe played in a way that was reminiscent of Jordan. I don't think there's a lot of people outside of LA or actual NBA players who would say that like he's doing the same thing or is as good as Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And I think people are forgetting that about Anthony Edwards. Like, just because the things he's doing are reminiscent of Jordan, I don't think that we have to say he is Michael Jordan or the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he does have some crazy highlights, though.
He has some crazy highlights, and he is only 22.
Which is crazy.
If they go to the finals, he's going to be going a lot younger than Michael Jordan ever did.
That's so crazy. He's younger than a decent amount of guys who started for North Carolina last year.
Yeah. He's crazy. Really fun to watch. Really supportive of his teammates. So, like, yeah. Nothing. I've never even heard of anybody that doesn't like Anthony Edwards.
Now, the other Western Conference final, I wasn't going to talk about this, but let's do it. It was Oklahoma City, the one seed, lost to Dallas. I don't think that was a massive shock. And speaking of the Tar Heels, Oklahoma City's starting lineup is younger than North Carolina's starting lineup was this season.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also not worried about them. You've talked quite a bit. You do need to go through lumps and learn how to win the playoffs. And Luke and Kyrie are as good as a two as you can probably find in the NBA, especially when Kyrie's playing well.
Right.
So I'm not I wasn't surprised. I didn't make an official pick, but I would have picked Dallas in that series.
Yeah.
And I still think Oklahoma City has a really bright future. So no major hot takes there.
Yeah. Well, and like we talked about, you know, with Oklahoma City, like, or just in general in the NBA, you kind of have to go to the playoffs two or three times as a team before you start getting that experience. And I think we just saw that with OKC. I think they're a more talented team. I think they have a better roster. But, you know, I think despite Shea having a better season than Luka, I think Luka's probably still a better player.
Yeah.
And so I think that's kind of what we saw is, like, how your best player really can carry over the hump. And so what Shea's going to have to learn is how is he going to be that guy in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, interested to see that. No other major takeaways from that other than Oklahoma City needs to put the city underneath the numbers instead of having Oklahoma City up at the top or just like just doing small OKC. Letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my thought.
I think that's
Knicks Pacers. Knicks blow out or get blown out by the Pacers in game 7. Then we'll talk about game 1, Indiana Boston, cuz that happened last night. We were watching that. ESPN really turned it into a Knicks fest, which I get, but it's also like we don't like really care that much about the Knicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
I get people in New York do.
I'm sure people in New York do. I'm sure people that are, you know, in their 50s probably do. But it's just like we've never really seen a good Knicks team outside of the Carmelo years. And right. That was like fine. Like nobody thought the Knicks were going to win anything.
Like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson's obviously awesome, but I think Tyrese Haliburton is a bigger star and better player than anybody on the Knicks. And if it's a national game anyway, why like just focus on the Knicks so much, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, Brunson certainly had a better year than Haliburton, which again doesn't necessarily mean he's a better player.
Yeah, and if you said I think Brunson's better, I wouldn't be up in arms. I would take Haliburton.
But it does feel like Brunson is still kind of overcoming this. Well, I don't know if he was a second round pick. I feels like he was. But certainly, you know, late pick coming out as like a senior, so an older guy, took him a while to develop. So I think he's overcoming not coming into the league with a bunch of anticipation still.
Yeah, because even in Dallas, like this wasn't the Jalen Brunson that was in Dallas except for the Utah series.
No, yeah, it's definitely not.
And I wonder if that was just timing or like playing with Luka or like what happened, because he was in college for 4 years, so you'd think his quote breakout would have been earlier into his career than maybe some younger guys who come in after 1 year of college. So it is interesting that he didn't pop in Dallas, and I wonder why that is. But no, he's popping now for sure. And yeah, I don't know. It's even like the Lakers or the Celtics, like the Knicks, other than being in New York, they're not that good. So I just, or like they even showed like Stephen A. Smith like walking into the arena. Like just show, I get you're going to focus more on the Knicks probably, and they were the favorites there at home, but would like to see a little more Indiana love.
Right. Well, especially because those two teams have such a playoff history.
Yeah.
That it seems like that would be something to lean into more.
It was fun. TNT had Reggie Miller. I even thought it was a little over the top, but it's still fun. Reggie Miller doing all the games.
Yeah.
And like leaning into it.
That's exactly what I want. Lean into it. I think that's great.
Now, speaking of Indiana, game 1 against Boston, they really blew that. They had a turnover, which let Boston get the tying 3, and then they lost in overtime.
Yeah. No, that was it for sure.
If they even, no matter what happens the rest of the series, unless Indiana wins, even if they get swept, I'm going to be like, well, if they win game 1, it's a completely different series.
Yeah, well, no, it's like 2018, I want to say, LeBron's last year in Cleveland. You know, obviously Golden State was a better team than Boston, and I think Cleveland was a better team than Indiana is right now. But it just like when J.R. Smith could have won and then just dribbled the ball away, and then they go into overtime and lose. That was just like, oh, Cleveland's not going to win a game. This was their best shot.
That was crazy.
Right.
That was wild when that happened.
Right, and like this one, nobody did anything that oblivious. I mean, they did turn over the ball a ton. especially, you know, Pascal Siakam right at the end, which I don't think was egregious, even if it certainly wasn't good.
But. No, it was sloppy, but it wasn't like that, or Chris Webber calling a timeout in the NCAA championship. Exactly.
Yeah, so he's certainly mad at himself, but I don't think you can be too frustrated as an Indiana fan.
Boston played well, good defense. Yeah.
And so, and that I think a lot of that is just playoff experience. Like Indiana, you know, or Boston, for as much crap as we've given them for not being able to seal it in the finals, in the conference finals, like they have been had a lot of playoff experience. And I think that's what's winning you those kind of games.
I think there's a lot of game. This is more of a game. I haven't really thought of it in a series, but I think I'll apply here. Like the Niners Ravens game on Christmas Day, the Niners got blown out in Santa Clara.
Yeah,
there was a pass that Brock Purdy had in the end zone that got picked off by Kyle Hamilton. I think if they score a touchdown there, they probably don't even win. But I don't think it's a blowout. But things just snowball. And there's lots of examples in every sport, I think, where, like, one thing happens and it's a blowout where, like, if it goes a different way, it's not a blowout. Sure. I think for Indiana, if they win that game, I think, it, like, yeah, I feel a lot better about it going to 6 or 7, where now it's like I think a sweep is a lot more in the card. Obviously, than zero.
It's not mathematically possible if they win.
Right. Yeah, I know, and that sounds stupid, but, like, I feel more confident about a sweep than going to game 6. Whereas before the game, or you tell me Indiana wins, I was like, oh, it's going to 6 or 7.
Yeah. So
even though it's just one game, it's a big swing game.
Right. So yeah, definitely hugely discouraging. I think it's the kind of game they have to win if they're going to win the series.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little bit more optimistic than you. I'm actually going to pick this game to go to 6 games because I think, you know, Rick Carlisle is a really good coach. You know, I think, you know, Halliburton's a really good leader. People seem to really like him. I think they're going to find a way to be positive about this. Say, hey, we stuck around. We know that we can win. Let's just make sure we keep fighting back. And I think they're going to give themselves opportunities to win.
If they can do that, that's what I'd be worried about just because that's got to be so tough mentally.
Right.
But if they can do that, then great for Carlisle. Yeah. I think he is a great. You're right. He's a very good coach.
So he's a good coach. You know, like I trust Halliburton. I trust Siakam mentally at least.
NBA champion.
NBA champion. And so, yeah. Hey, and then Indiana's also a team that maybe they just make 9 threes in a row.
Yeah, you know that's true.
So
you're still picking Boston though.
Yes, still picking Boston. Boston in 6. I'll say.
I'll go Boston in 5 just because I think it's tough. But I would like to be wrong. I'd like to see it make it a long series. I'd like to see Indiana win just for fun. But yeah. I'll go Boston in 5. Now, if we go to the other side, neither of these teams, other than Kyrie, really do have playoff experience. So are you taking that off the table? How are you factoring that into your picks for the Dallas-Minnesota series?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Luka's been to a conference finals before. You know, and you love to talk about how he played for Real Madrid, won championships with Real Madrid, and how that, like, really matters more than I think we give it credit for.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just, like, they're such different teams, and the skill sets are so different, right? I think Minnesota wins the Anthony Edwards-Kyrie matchup right now, as good as Kyrie is. You know, I don't really think they have anything to counter Luka, on the outside at least. I just don't know what Dallas is supposed to do to stop Kat and Rudy and Naz Reid. Like, I just think having those three huge guys, always having two of them on the floor at the same time and being able to play – for all of those guys to play well together, I think that's really difficult going to be really difficult for Dallas to deal with.
Do you think for Dallas when they have the ball, like whoever's McDaniels isn't guarding is just going to play a lot of one-on-one ball, like try to force the issue that way? Because like if McDaniels is on Kyrie, for example, Luke is going to have to do a lot of the work, like a lot of the work.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I think like if it was me, I would put Anthony Edwards on Kyrie, and then I would put McDaniels on Luka.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's what they're going to do, and I'm sure they're going to, you know, probably switch it up a little bit. But that just seems like I would have my best defender on Luka.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, but I don't know. Look, and it's like a really good defense. Everybody there can defend, and so I think it's just a totally different team than Dallas has ever played in the playoffs, at least. And so I think I am going to go with Minnesota.
Yeah, because Denver, after game three, they stopped having Jamal bring the ball up just so McDaniel couldn't harass him the whole length of the floor. Right. So I'm interested if, like, Minnesota tries, let's say, not let Luka bring the ball up, if Kyrie's bringing it up, or what happens there. So I am interested to see that kind of chess match there.
Yeah. Now, that is, you know, and, like, a lot of people's, like, you can't win with a two-guard team. But, you know, for that reason, if you're trying to hassle Luka, you got Kyrie. If you're trying to hassle Kyrie, you got Luka. And so it is really good for that reason.
Yeah. I came into this thinking I was going to pick Dallas, but you're kind of talking me into Minnesota as far as what they can do offensively and defensively. I think I'm going to go Dallas, A, just to be different, and B, I think Luka's the best player.
Yeah.
Even though you made much better points than I didn't even make a point, really.
You know.
So I'll go Dallas in six, because I don't think they'd win in game seven in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Minnesota in seven. Because okay. I think
if it gets to game seven, I think it'd be tough for Dallas.
Right. I will say I think Luka can win, you know, at least one game by himself, potentially two.
Yeah.
So
that'll be interesting. So finals, we both are picking Boston. Would you pick Boston over either Western Conference team?
I probably would today. I want to watch Boston a little bit more in this Indiana series. I think that Minnesota matches up better defensively against Dallas than they do against Boston, just because, you know, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown thing is just a monster that nobody's really been able to deal with all year. And so, yeah, I would pick Boston today, but I'm interested to – I'm going to reserve my right to change that based on what happens these next few series.
I think I would pick Boston as well. I think I'd like Minnesota's chances better than Dallas's, even though I just picked Dallas to beat Minnesota. And I think that'd be an entertaining series. I think any final scenario would be entertaining out of the four teams left, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk a little soccer here. Anything else basketball-wise?
I think I'm good basketball.
Just a couple quick soccer topics. I think we have to bring up Chelsea moving on from their fifth manager since, I think, January of 2023.
Yeah. Or I think that this will be the fifth manager coming in.
Will be the fifth. Excuse me. That makes it a lot better.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it just I don't know, man. Like, I thought people really liked Pochettino. He's won with PSG. He's done well with Tottenham. Obviously, hasn't been able to get over the hump.
Mean, that's Tottenham's fault, though, not his.
Right, yeah, I agree. So it's just like, yeah, and the thing that's so frustrating is, like, we were playing really well at the end of the season. We clawed our way up to seventh, right?
Yeah, because
which from where we were, I'm really happy with that finish. You know, qualify. Oh, six, excuse me. So almost certainly qualify for European football. We just need Man City to beat Man U in the FA Cup.
I feel I'm getting my hopes up, unfortunately, for that game.
Yeah, I honestly don't think that I care about you know, not the Champions League enough. I would kind of rather have Man U win, which is kind of crazy, but just Man U is so, or Man City is so frustrating.
They're just blatantly cheating. Like, did you see the thing that let me just pull it up. So I responded to it on Twitter. So, okay. This is from PJ Buckingham, a reporter for The Athletic. UK government has admitted that its embassy in Abu Dhabi have discussed the 115 charges leveled at Man City by the Premier League, but are refusing to disclose the correspondence because it could risk the UK's relationship with the United Arab Emirates. They're just blatantly cheating.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm honestly at the point where, like, they keep winning. Like, it doesn't matter. And, like, I don't think they should feel good about it. I don't think they're legit titles. And I'm not... I know I sound petty saying that. But no, yeah. 115 charges. That's insane. Everton got deducted points for that. They should get relegated.
Yeah, well, you say Everton got docked 10 points for that. They got docked for, like, 5 charges, maybe?
Yeah, literally, like, single-digit charges, and they got a point deduction. And the Premier League won't do anything about it.
Yeah, like, we can't take you seriously if you level 115 charges and then punish them for 0 of them.
It's absurd.
Yeah, so...
It's so stupid.
Yeah, Arsenal should be furious. Liverpool should be furious for titles that they could have won. Everybody should be.
Honestly, even City fans shouldn't be furious, but they should be like, let's just get it resolved. You know what I mean? Just
right.
Because I'd be annoyed if no one took the win seriously.
Yeah,
for sure. So it's starting to make everything about City's charges, but...
Yeah, no, that's... I mean, it's just got to come to a head at some point.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, no, I was watching the... Amazon Prime 99 documentary. Just finished that today because my work was great. I did like one appointment.
That's nice.
And one meeting. It was great.
That's nice.
Manchester United needs to be winning again. And City needs to be at the bottom. And I think getting those charges taken care of would at least help with the City part of that.
Yeah.
In the Europa Cup, speaking of like qualifying for the Europa League or whatever, Leverkusen lost 3-0 to Atalanta. So their undefeated season comes to an end. Total bummer losing on the last game of the year.
Very, very disappointing, yeah.
I think everybody just thought it was a cool story. And it still is cool, like, going undefeated in the Bundesliga, 51-game unbeaten streak, and, like, winning a high percentage of those. Bummer, though, that it ended like that on the loss.
Yeah, huge bummer. But, you know, like, still a great season. It just... It does feel like, you know, because they're not Arsenal, I feel like people aren't maybe going to remember this one much as Arsenal's, because, like, you know, Arsenal did not win the Champions League the year that they were the Invincibles.
Yeah.
Right? They were the Invincibles within just the Premier League.
Arsenal's never won the Champions League.
Yeah. So, you know, certainly people in Germany are going to remember it. And, yeah, what a fun thing. It's fun when teams just... play well together, and those teams are just fun to watch. Like, Leicester was fun to watch because just like the chemistry that they had to have to overcome, you know, the talent deficit they had, even though a lot of those players went on to a lot of bigger and better things.
I love that Jamie Vardy stayed there too.
Yeah,
at right? Leicester.
Yeah, stayed there, which was great. Stayed down through the championship and then brought them back up this year.
Yeah, I love that. Del Piero, I was actually reading a thing. When I didn't know Juve got relegated in 2006. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know it either. So Alex Ferguson and Real Madrid were trying to recruit Del Piero, and he was like, well, this is when they need me the most. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the talks were with Vardy, but he did the same thing. He stayed through the relegation and brought him back up. So.
Yeah, I know they don't retire jerseys in soccer. But I feel like you'd have to really think about it with Leicester and Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, at least maybe a statue or something.
Oh, yeah, he's getting a statue for sure.
Because they won the FA Cup in a separate year, too, which I think is in a lot of ways more impressive than winning the Premier League and the FA Cup in the same year.
Right, yeah.
Like, consistency.
To be able to be consistent, yeah, to lose Conte and all those other players.
Yeah, it is. That is one thing, actually, about the 99 documentary is Beckham and Scholes both talked about, you know, when we were growing up, it wasn't winning the league. It was winning the FA Cup is, like, what we dreamed of, like, scoring the winning goal in the FA Cup final and everything, and playing in Wembley. So I think it's maybe in America, it doesn't have as much shine as winning the Premier League. I think more people would say the Premier League now. But I think it is lost a little bit, like, how big a deal winning the FA Cup is.
Which is kind of weird because they make fun of our sports for building up to a championship, and then that's what the FA Cup is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. So I'm super excited. So I'm going to wake up early for the third time this year and watch United play City in my jersey and be sad. Hopefully not be sad. I think we got – I'm hoping Jack Grealish is still hungover and, like, the whole team is – you know, we'll see.
Wouldn't it be great if, you know, Man U wins and then the next day they say, actually, just kidding, Man City, we're doing something about your charges – and you didn't win the Premier League, and it just all happened together.
I would love that, honestly.
It'd be a lovely
happy day. Memorial Day. Yeah. Now you had a you're doing the top five this week.
Yes. Yeah. I was. We were watching. I don't think we were watching the Real game, but it came to my mind. I thought of one of our favorite players, Joao Plata, and it gave me an idea for a different top five. It'll be similar to 20 questions, but you have to take a former Real player, in this case Joao Plata, and you have five guesses to figure out what country they're playing soccer in.
Okay. Real is Real Salt Lake.
Yes, Real Salt Lake.
Not Real Madrid.
Yep.
Okay. Well, just context, he's Ecuadorian, last played for Real Salt Lake in like 2018-ish, like in that range, been a little bit.
Yes. And to clarify, I will allow you to ask questions like, is he playing in Europe, for example?
I think because of who he is, I might just use my five questions on five different South American countries.
Okay, great.
Because there's a chance, if he is playing in Europe, I'm going to be wrong. But I think is there a higher chance that he is in Latin America somewhere.
Right. That logic makes a lot of sense.
Okay, you're making me think I'm wrong, but I'm going to go with it. Is it Brazil?
He is not playing in Brazil.
Argentina.
He is not playing in Argentina.
Mexico.
He is not playing in Mexico.
All right, now it's just a crapshoot because those are the best three leagues.
Correct.
Ecuador.
He is not playing in Ecuador.
All right, well, maybe this was a bad strategy. Okay, so options I'm thinking of, I think I would know about if he was on a Chilean team. So I think Colombia might be my next guess. Is it Colombia?
It is not Colombia.
Dang it. What is it?
Well, let me give you a hint. Central America.
Okay, I was never going to guess Central America. Is it Costa Rica?
It's not Costa Rica.
Is it Panama? Is that the next biggest? I'm just trying to think, like, what would have the bigger league?
It is not Panama. I think you're going to end up being disappointed with the answer.
Is it Honduras?
He's not. That's funny. No, it's not Honduras. He's in El Salvador.
Okay.
In the first division in El Salvador. I believe he's got a few goals this year. So 11 appearances and 4 goals, which is the most he's had since 2018. So
okay, well, that's proof I didn't look at anything up.
Yeah, exactly. So
El Salvador, I never would have guessed or thought that.
Yeah, so
I wasn't 100% sure they had a league.
So he left Mexico, or left Real Salt Lake, went to Mexico for a couple of years, played a year in Ecuador, and is now has just moved to El Salvador.
Okay, well, he clearly, if he left Ecuador to go play somewhere, clearly, you know, love of the game, all that stuff. Good for him.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, it looks like he didn't get a whole lot of appearances for the Ecuadorian team, just 7 appearances. But, you know, great player, had a lot of, you know, 46 goals for us, 175 appearances. So thought this would just be a good way to, you know, shout him out, wish him well. And I think he's, you know, going to get some more appearances, some more goals coming up in this season coming up.
Yeah, good for him, and good for what's the team name in El Salvador that he's on?
Let's see. It's saying Club Deportivo Futbolistas Asociados. It's
quite a name.
Santanecos.
Jeez, like every possible adjective you right. throw in
it's
there.
It's abbreviated as CDFAS, and it looks like they're in Santa Ana.
Like Club United City Group, like. Just everything.
It's actually kind of a cool logo. They're blue and red, and they got a tiger. I wouldn't mind wearing a soccer jersey with that on it.
That is actually kind of cool.
I like that.
That is kind of fun.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we'll see if we like that. We may do a few more with either Real players or, you know, potentially are some of our favorite players in Europe to see whether they've moved to South America or the Saudi Arabia League, or because that's a fun thing about football. You can go anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Where, yeah, really. Even basketball is like probably in Spain or Germany.
Right. Yeah. So I might have to pick some people that played at Man U 5 years ago and stuff.
You know, honestly, there's some like Johnny Evans who's back at United. I was like, he could have gone to the moon and I wouldn't have known, you know?
Right.
So there are some even like Manchester United players is like, I have no idea where you're at.
Yeah.
So no, it is challenging. It's kind of like when we do, are they still in the league, or like, what team are they on in the NBA? It's hard to keep track of.
It is, yeah.
Hard to keep track of. Well, appreciate everybody listening. Next week, we'll NBA stuff, preview the Champions League final, talk about the FA Cup. College baseball brackets, I think, will be announced by then. I think that, yeah, because the tournaments are this week, so Selection Sunday. North Carolina's got a good shot of hosting. 5 stars, comment, review, subscribe, all that stuff at MJ Double Tape. Talk to you guys next week.